Two women in Illinois are headed to jail after a teenager refused to take out the trash. Now, this strange story comes from a McDonald's in Belleville. Last Wednesday, the manager of the restaurant asked one of her teenage employees to take out the trash. The girl refused. I don't know why. So the manager, she's 44-year-old Kathy Bledsoe, asked the girl, all right, if you're not going to take out the trash, punch out, go on home. Your shift is over. Seems fairly standard to me.
Yes.
This is, you could call it insubordination.
I've been on both ends of this. First, as a parent, I mean, now, my daughter, she's in charge of taking out the trash.
How would you say she's doing? How would you grade her?
D. I mean, it is.
Not failing?
Not. I mean, it's not good. D minus. You know, I get home from work, the trash will still be full from the night before. And it's like, you know, and I'm going through fridge cigs right now at an alarmingly high rate. I'm having 6 or 7 a day. And that recycling, man, it just piles up. I mean, all of it.
Do you crush your cans or you just toss them in whole?
I toss them in whole. And then she'll come along. Now, the trash itself will be just so packed in there. And she'll come along and put her hands on it to, you know, crumple it down.
Do the smush down.
And I'm afraid she's going to break the apparatus because it sits in a drawer, you know. Mm. And I'm afraid she's going to break that. So I tell her, just take it out. I can't tell you how many times. So frustrating. I bag it up and take it out to the garage for her, and I'm really not supposed to do that.
How many steps is it from receptacle to final destination?
20. I'd say 20 steps.
So the garage is kind of a...
That's the medium breath.
All right, that's a lot. I see why she doesn't do it.
Well, she's not dealing with a knee like you're dealing with.
Okay.
She's not on...
She's still got those fresh knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's dealing with, I don't want to do that. And then a lot of times I'll come home and say, you know, sweet pea, the garbage. She'll go, oh, all I do is work. She'll work now. She'll work 4 hours over at the swimming pool.
Get off the rope.
Yep. Off the rope.
No running.
And don't forget reapplying sunscreen.
Yeah.
Another day of saving lives. So when she comes home, you can imagine. She just got to sit down with strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Take off the whistle. Ooh,
take off the whistle. And so that's it. My job is done for the day.
We often have stories of heroes who don't think they're heroes. In her case, she's a hero who says, I'm a hero.
Actually, I'll go you one better. She's not a hero who says she
is a hero.
Yes. Now, I've dealt with this from the employee standpoint. When I used to work barbecue, you remember my assistant manager, Steve, and I got into a big time fight on Christmas Eve. And everybody's ordering their shoulders, and, you know, it's barbecue shoulder time, and we were up against it.
Who doesn't want to wake up Christmas morning and not see a shoulder under the tree?
Okay. He said, take out the garbage. I said, I will not leave my hush puppies, my french fries, and my sauce. I'm on the line. He goes, take out the garbage. I said, I will not. I shan't. And he goes, go home. And I said, I won't go home. I stood there shoulder to shoulder with him. And we were knee-deep in barbecue sauce. And we didn't care. We didn't speak a word to each other. But I did that job. I wasn't going home. I told him no.
That's so insubordinate of you.
I said, I will not go home. He said, you should go home. I said,
you're double insubordinate. And now you're cowed by anyone who has authority.
Probably since then. Yeah, he's the last one I probably stood up to. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
I did that one time at the old pizza place. Mm-hmm. I had a boss. He's real fiery. Mm-hmm. And we used to have pizza days at a big corporate office. Mm-hmm. And we used to sell these little mini pizzas, like the personal size.
How many would you have to prepare for those?
Hundreds.
Okay.
When I say, I mean, I'm talking hundreds.
Small little pizzas.
Little tiny pizzas. Because all you did was we had a trailer. Mm-hmm. You delivered them out to the trailer. They sold them, you know, $2-3 a pop. Well, this place had hundreds of employees. Well, we got hit early and ran out. And he called and he fired all of us.
You just got fired.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
Yeah. He said, you guys weren't prepared. All fired. Go home. And, of course, we didn't. We stayed working. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, I was like, I know you fired all of us. But he's like, I know you're unfired. Yeah. Right. He was fiery in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that was, but of course, none of us. I was like, I turned around. I said, he just fired all of us, but just keep making these pizzas.
So this woman at McDonald's says to the teen,
sends the teenage girl home. I don't know how old the girl is. Mm-hmm. So the young girl goes home. Tells her mother what happened. So at that point, the mother, her name is Tanika McKenzie. She's 35. Tanika gets back into the car, takes the daughter with her, and they drive back to the McDonald's. There's going to be a showdown.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's happening. It's Kathy versus Tanika. So the first angry words are exchanged in the lobby. Then the Tanika, the mother, and her teenage daughter slip behind the counter and go into the office where the manager is. Mm-hmm. And Tanika, I think, hits Kathy upside the head, about the head and shoulders.
So it's physical.
So she puts hands
on
her.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Physical assault.
Yes.
At that point, Kathy, the McDonald's manager, reaches into her drawer or her ankle holster, I'm not sure which, removes her handgun, and shoots Tanika in the leg.
Is that justified? I mean, she was being wailed on.
According to the cops, no. They arrested everybody.
Oh, they did. Even Tanika, who got shot?
Yeah, for assaulting. She started
I mean,
What state?
Illinois.
Florida, I think you're okay. Florida, yeah. I think you're back on the line making Big Macs, okay? Go ahead and drop some fries.
Mop up the blood.
Yeah, and make some fries. Yeah.
But if you're, let's say you're her, you're on the ground, you're getting the S beat out of you.
Yeah.
And you reach down and grab your gun and you shoot them, you're not allowed to do that? I mean, they're beating you possibly to death.
Well, oftentimes, you know, Kelly's right. The laws may vary from state to state. Mm-hmm. If you're in fear of your life.
Mm-hmm. She's being hit.
She could argue that.
We have some, now after all this was done.
KSDK TV went to that McDonald's and talked to people through their car windows. Were you here? No. Did you see anything?
No.
Well, what do you think?
I just can't believe it's happened in a town like this. That's all. So it's just insanity.
That's right. Not Belleville.
That's the most generic standard answer. It has to be one in every news story.
Everyone?
I can't believe it happened in a town like this.
I just can't believe it's happened in a town like this.
You hear him? He's devastated by this. This is Illinois. This is his state. This is his town. This is Belleville, Illinois. And he says, not here, please. And...
are you scared?
And this McDonald's has a lot of people inside sitting all the time.
Yeah, I'm scared. There's a lot of people. This is a McDonald's.
It is.
And it does make me scared.
A lot of arguments and things that turn into shootings could be avoided just by communication. Better communication is honestly the key.
Yes.
She speaks for all of us.
You've got to have better communication.
Makes you scared to go anywhere. Makes you scared to take kids anywhere.
Can't even take my kids to McDonald's. Tanika.
Random bullets and fists flying.
Be flying.
Over trash duty.
It's terrible. It's just a terrible state of affairs.
So the mom is in the hospital with a gunshot wound. The manager is in jail. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see how this shakes out.
Yeah, I'd like to ask our attorney, Lisa Lanier, about this on Friday to see. I kind of feel like you're justified if somebody's hitting you. I could be wrong, though. Felix, you may know about the gun laws in Illinois. That's why you're calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, so in Illinois, there's two processes. First, you have to have what's called a FOID card, which is a firearms identification card. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to have a concealed carry permit. Now, she had an owner's card that just gives you the right to own a gun. But to actually carry it for self-defense, you have to have a concealed carry permit.
Okay.
So that's probably where she got in trouble. She would have otherwise been justified, but because she didn't have either or both, that's probably what she ended up in hot water.
Could be.
Plus, I would imagine that McDonald's corporate will let her go because they probably don't want firearms on the premises.
Thank you very much, Felix.
I'm guessing.
You think?
I do.
We had a firearm on the premise when I worked barbecue. Now, this is small town. This is mom and pop.
You never thought it would happen here.
Not in this town.
Not in this town.
How could it possibly happen here?
I just can't believe it's happened in a town like this.
Stunning.
But we had a gun back in the desk. We were told if somebody came in trying to rob you.
Get the gun.
Here's the gun.
Did you put your hands on it?
No, I was scared of
it. Never fingered it?
I was scared of it. I never fingered the gun. I had the gun pointed at me on a Halloween prank.
Did you keep a bullet in your pocket?
Always. Just in case. If I was the last line of defense, you know. But that was the one that the new assistant manager, Steve moved up to manager.
Yeah, he had management written all over him.
Yeah.
Well, true. This was after the barbecue sauce Christmas Day.
Trash debacle.
Yes. Over the shoulders. And now we have a new assistant manager, Trick. And Trick came in on Halloween night. This must have been the following Halloween, probably 10 months later. And Trick had a gun. I was mopping up. We were about closed. And he pointed the gun at me as if he had a Halloween mask on, like he was robbing the place. Scared me to death. I almost...
It's a good thing you got that mop because you peed yourself.
Yeah.
I did pee. I mean, I did.
You got me good, Trick. Oh, man.
And what else can you say?
You should have seen my face.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Trick. You're going to be Trickle.
I mean,
Dick Trickle.
I probably had the gun pointed at me for like 10 or 15 seconds before all the other guys were in on it, and they all started laughing. But that's really a bad trick to play on a 16-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
It is. Now, the gun wasn't loaded.
I love the fact that your family kept sending you back there after all these incidents.
Yeah.
Can't you get another job?
And that was his first night, correct?
That was Halloween. He had been there for, I don't know how long he had been there. That wasn't my first night. It was Halloween. It was a Halloween prank.
Oh, okay. I thought it was his first night.
No.
Weird thing for the new guy to do.
No. He had been there a while. You know, I liked him. Trick always treated me real fairly.
Who'd you sit in the cars with?
Ricky. He was on the line with me. You accused me of touching tips with him in those cars. That was not
accurate. Well, yeah, I was going to say, he had a gun, too.
Not accurate.
A loaded gun.
It's when the sheriffs would tap on the windows, like, move along, boys.
Yeah, that's right. We would sit, because we would just go, we couldn't afford cars, but we'd go sit in new cars on car lots.
Doesn't it smell good? Yeah.
One day, I'm going to have a Buick.
One day, I'll have a car, the air conditioning doesn't work.
That's
the heat doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how I bought
Seats
it.
Will break.
That's right.